This is the Shelley Irwin Show podcast from WGBU for December 31st, 2025. Today, Girl Scouts of Michigan Shore to Shore soon opens the Dream Lab. The Grand Rapids Public Library presents Lunar New Year programming. Kara Cross from Gazelle Sports has health tips for the new year. Christmas tree recycling in Grand Rapids and author Andrea Simon. It's all coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast here on WGBU.
Girl Scouts of Michigan Shore to Shore soon open the Dream Lab, offering a 2026 opportunity to enhance STEM activity and more. The Roving Mike was on site speaking with Girl Scouts, their parents, and the CEO. Enjoy this feature.
So you're going to take your cardboard, you're going to line it up right here, Bella, with that white line, and you're going to give it a push. Two hands.
Bella, go for it.
All right, you're going to give it a nudge. We'll start with this piece right here, right? So hand on the left, hand on the right. Hands on activity, right? And we're going to give it a push. Follow the line. Follow the line, right? Push, push, push. You're going to turn it. Got it?
Yes, Girl Scouts still camp, earn badges, and sell cookies. But today's Girl Scouts roll up their sleeves and get their hands dirty. Meet Girl Scouts Bella and Iva. So why did you join Girl Scouts?
I joined Girl Scouts because my friends were in Girl Scouts, and I knew it was just like a really fun activity that gave me very many opportunities to like learn about new things and just different experiences.
Well, my mother was a Girl Scout, and so she had me enlisted like the troops and like kindergarten, but I mainly stayed in Girl Scouts because I liked the opportunities it provided, and I found it was quite fun.
Supportive mothers are important, but dads play an important role in the Girl Scouting experience. What's this doing for Iva, from a dad's point of view?
I mean, just to see the development, the growth from a young daughter, girl, into a young woman in what Girl Scouts exposes her to, the opportunities, you know, whether it's the overnight in Mary Free Bed, whether it's the cookie sales, the enthusiasm she gets out of this is tremendous. It's just a great opportunity.
So why all this sawing? Recently opened the Dream Lab that does offer hands-on STEM activities, and hands can get dirty.
Give it another push, push, push. This is hands-on. You're making it happen.
It's like steering a go-kart. How are you feeling?
This is cool. It's like really, really interesting to feel how much pressure I've got to put. Kind of like sewing, but it's funner.
CEO President of the Girl Scouts of Michigan Shore to Shore, Vivian Termott.
Oh, the Dream Lab is a dynamic program space. It is the first in the state, the 10th in the nation. It was designed by Girl Scouts for Girl Scouts, a place for them to call home.
What will this do for the girls?
It will give them an opportunity to try even more activities. So we're bringing subject matter experts in a wide variety of spaces to ignite something in each girl, because we believe that each girl has gifts that are uniquely hers. We're here to uncover those, to have them dip their toe. Maybe it's finance, maybe it's civics, maybe it's whatever it might be, something in between. We want girls to be exposed to everything that's out there, find the thing that speaks to them, and run with it.
I see myself like taking advantage of all the different opportunities that we have and like using every single piece that we can, because this is such an amazing opportunity that we have something like this so close to our troop, because our troop is based in Kent County. So it's really nice to have something that's so close that we can use to like bring the Girl Scouts together, or like have a meeting here, or just overall just like more experiences.
I like this place because it's like, it's very new, it's very fresh, but it also like it gives like a little peek into the future, is what I would say. It gives the feeling that there's just so much more to come. And I know my troop will be either leading activities, setting some activities here. Maybe like this could be the base for some other operations that are maybe in store. And I just think it's I can't say anything because it's so speechless. It's just amazing.
An important part of Girl Scouting is the selling of the cookie. but it's much more than the sweet taste.
The Cookie Program is the world's largest entrepreneurship program. Girls learn, run their own business. They learn business skills. They learn money management. They learn marketing. They learn communication. They learn all kinds of incredible skills through the Cookie Program. It's also a critical fundraiser for Girl Scouts. So when you are supporting Girl Scouting, when you purchase that box of Girl Scout cookies, you are helping fund local girls in your community. You're funding their adventures. You're also funding incredible properties like this, and as well as our camps, so that girls have spaces to do what they're meant to do.
What's your favorite cookie?
Oh, goodness, the peanut butter patty for sure.
Reality check, challenges do still exist.
There's just like a lot of pressure on girls in like the world today, and it's nice to have like a place like Girl Scouts where we can go and we can be ourselves, and it's just like a judgment-free place where we can be with other girls our age and like have very fun, very uniting experiences.
I think it's like really good to just be around other girls who like get it, and like you can join specific troops for specific things, so it can just be you and the girlies hanging out, having fun. And it also opens a lot of opportunities that could otherwise be closed depending on the field, and then it's like getting a little pathway.
I think they have so much coming at them. They are bombarded with so many responsibilities and opportunities. We want them to come here and discover what truly means something to them. We want this to be a girl-led space.
Moms of Iva and Bella are part of the Girl Scouting inspiration.
Every opportunity that comes up on the calendar, Iva wants to go. Whether it's the lock-in that they just did at the Y last week or a volunteer opportunity, she cannot wait to be with her scouting friends.
One of the biggest things that I see her developing is just her ability to become more confident, to step out of some of those comfort zones, to try new opportunities and new experiences that she may not get in other avenues of her life, and just to become more confident and have better public speaking skills and the ability to kind of just step out and take challenges and take responsibility.
Girl Scouting is an opportunity, a space for girls to be in a supportive environment with their troop, have an engaged an adult who is deeply caring and invested in their future, and an opportunity to try hands-on activities they might not try anywhere else. And through those three components, they develop courage, confidence, and character.
Always give it a try. You never know. You might like it. I've gone to plenty of Girl Scout events thinking, I don't know if I'm going to like this one. And then, whoa, that was so much fun. Totally worth it.
What's your favorite cookie?
It has to be the Caramel Delight.
It's so pretty.
Yay! Oh, give yourselves a round of applause.
Yay! Next guest here to talk about a celebration of Lunar New Year. What's it mean, and where do we go for the fun family-friendly events for all ages? That's where we turn to you, Betsy Zanstra, youth librarian with the Grand Rapids Public Library. Good morning to you, Betsy.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me. Yes, so here at the Grand Rapids Public Library, we have some events to celebrate Lunar New Year, which is coming up a little later in the year. On Saturday, February 14, is when our events are, the Saturday before Lunar New Year. But yeah, we'll have some family-friendly events. We'll focus on three different traditions from China, Korea, and Vietnam, as well as incorporating some other Asian cultures. There will be fun hands-on crafts from each country, different activities, some snacks that kids and adults can try, and they'll be at three different library locations, the main library, Seymour, and Yankee Clipper.
Well, I trust all of this on your website, yes?
Yes.
And what is that website?
Oh, of course. It's grpl.org. And we also are doing this program with the Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation. They'll be at the Yankee Clipper Library and are going to be able to answer questions, show some extra items around Lunar New Year. So it'll be a really festive, fun celebratory event.
Wonderful. Festive and fun is good. All right, so Lunar New Year, all of your events beginning on, looks like, Valentine's Day, too. A busy day that will be. Let's take apart some of the featured programs. And if you would, Betsy, start with 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten?
Yes, sure. So 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten is one of the library's early literacy building programs. The idea is if you have a little one, you can read any book to them. You're a baby, toddler, preschooler, and the goal is to read 1,000 books before they start kindergarten. Most kids don't start kindergarten until around age 5, so there's a lot of times to do it. But how it works is you can sign up at any Grand Rapids Public Library location. You'll get a little booklet where you can mark off, or your little one can mark off every time you read a book, and it can be a new book every time or the same book over and over. You'll also get some book suggestions when you sign up, some reading lists. But it can be any book that the child likes, and after every 100 books that you read together, you get a little sticker or a prize. And when they finish this big accomplishment, 1,000 books, the child gets a backpack for ready to go to school. So it's not complex, but it's a lot of fun.
It's fun, and a reminder that reading is good and to start early. Take me to story times. Does Grand Rapids Public Library offer story times basically throughout the year?
That's right. Yes, we offer story times at all our different locations. So there's 8 libraries all around the city. Our story times will be starting back up on January 13. We take a little break over the holidays. But exactly, we do story times. They're a great way to share a love of reading with your children, build those early skills, get their brains ready to grow, and they're a lot of fun. There's songs, we sing songs, read stories together, do sort of rhymes, and they also sort of support that getting ready for school, sort of similar to the 1,000 books before kindergarten, just aiming to get those kids ready for school, and have some extra fun time with their peers, other small children, and the grown-ups can interact. And there's usually a fun hands-on activity, like an art activity at the end, and playtime, just to help reinforce that sort of social-emotional development with kids.
Building early literacy from birth, supporting school readiness, promoting social-emotional growth, and, of course, yes, encouraging learning through play. All right. And lots of activities throughout the year as we approach a new year for adults, too.
That's exactly right. We've got book clubs throughout the year that are a great way to interact with the library or try a new book or genre that you might not know of. We also offer a lot of fun activities to learn a new skill. Our introduction to different events throughout the year, like crafting, that sort of thing. We also have a lot of good ways to interact with technology, if that is a tricky thing for you. We offer computer classes and one-on-one support. It's a lot of good, fun ways to try something new and learn something new, too, at the library. And it's always free and open to everyone.
Yes, thank you for that. When did you know you wanted to be a youth librarian, Betsy Zanstra?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I think that children are a really wonderful group to work with. They're always ready to learn new things. And I think at the library, there's a lot of opportunity for that, checking out books, exploring information, or learning about something new that way, and trying new things at events like our Lunar New Year program. Maybe that's something that a child grew up with, or maybe it's not, and they can explore something new or celebrate the culture that they grew up in. And I think that really drew me to the library, that it's open for everyone. Anyone can come and explore and have access to it. And it's just a really wonderful place to help little ones, especially that 0 to 5 age range, get those skills that'll really set them up for life.
Betsy, before I ask you 2 tough questions to wind up our conversation, remind me one more time about Luna New Year.
Oh, Sure. So Lunar New Year will be celebrated here at the Grand Rapids Public Library on February 14th. From 11 to 1 p.m., we'll have fun crafts and activities and snacks. The Grand Rapids Asian Pacific Foundation will be at the Yankee Clipper Branch to help celebrate with that. And, yeah, it'll be a really fun time and way to celebrate the new year.
What are you reading now, Betsy, as I ask that of all my librarians?
Great question. I'm reading Why Q Needs You by Danny Bate. It's a history of the alphabet.
What's your New Year resolutions, Betsy Zanstra?
Oh, that's a good one. I think it's probably get outside a little more. Explore the outdoors here in beautiful West Michigan.
Wonderful. Join me for the resolution run today at 2.
Very good. Thanks, Shelley.
There we are. Betsy, what's our website one more time?
The website is grpl.org. All the information about all these events can be found right on that website.
Great. Thanks for what you do. Happy New Year to you and yours with the Grand Rapids Public Library. Okay, we all don't have to run, but how about just moving, exercising, contributing to your health and wellness goals for 2026? I bring in the best, Kara Cross, on behalf of Gazelle Sports, CMOC, co-owner, shall I say. Big job you have. Good morning to you, Kara.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
I warned you that I'm going to ask you about your New Year resolution, but not yet.
Okay.
But are we making resolutions about more exercise or getting into health and wellness?
I don't know if we're making more. I think we're just setting more intentions around overall wellness and getting out and moving, running, walking, moving your body is one of the kind of quickest and most accessible ways to invest in your overall wellness, whether that's physical or mental health. And with that being such a focus for so many, I think it continues to be just a very popular goal and intention to set at the new year.
And you know, I'll ask you how Gazelle Sports is a source for sharing on getting involved. But how would you recommend if one wanted to start to change, and I'll say it, their lifestyle in the form of exercise?
Yeah, I think, again, like I said, it's about setting intentions and creating space within kind of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. You know, finding those small ways to move your body a little bit more. It's, you know, getting out and walking a dog, or it's walking with your kids to the bus stop. It's getting up half an hour early and going out for a run. You know, all of those small ways that add on incrementally versus making this wholesale lifestyle change that feels big and daunting. You know, we know that the second Friday of January is what we call quit day. And that's when most people give up resolutions that
that's
they make.
Quit day.
Yeah. But I think, you know, people who find success find it in incremental change and setting intentions rather than feeling like they have to make this big sweeping change to their lives.
And, of course, nothing against formal places to exercise. I'm a proud board member of the Y, but one can exercise there or at home. I mean, the internet, but there are so many opportunities to find out creative ways to move by scrolling and then putting down the phone and doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many amazing community resources here in West Michigan with run clubs, run groups, walk groups, movement groups, really any sort of affinity that you have with a group or community. There's a movement group that meets on a regular basis to support that. So, you know, a quick Google search of the area and you'll find so many different options.
It's never too late to start.
Yep, exactly.
There you go. All right. How is Gazelle Sports a source for sharing New Year fitness resolutions? And I know you're abundantly available for us here in West Michigan.
Yeah, absolutely. So not only do we have the gear and apparel to kind of help you meet your goals through whether it's snow, rain, through the summer, but we also have a lot of classes and clinics and resources. We have InjuryWise on a weekly basis where a medical provider will be on hand to just kind of assess some injuries that you might have and make any recommendations. We have gait analysis. We implemented these amazing new volumetrical foot scanners. And when you come in to get fit, it does a 3D scan scan of your foot, and we can really dial in sizing and fit and recommendations for footwear for you. In addition to that, if you follow us on Instagram at gazellesports.com, we have a weekly roundup of ways you can move with us, with our own Urban Herd group runs. And then we also send out monthly events and clinics emails for all of our store locations as well.
Toughest part is saying, all right, I'm going to go join this Urban Herd group. I've never run before. I don't think I'll know anyone. How do you get me signed up?
Yeah, we make it really easy. You don't even have to sign up. You just have to show up with a pair of shoes and maybe a jacket if it's too cold. We have team members there who are looking for those people who are new, who have never been there before, to welcome them in and make sure that they feel comfortable, they know the route, they have someone to walk or run with, and they're welcome back when they're done.
Kara Cross with us on behalf of Gazelle Sports, co-owner, CMO, talking all things, obviously, how to get best in shape, ready for your celebratory of the whole year of 2026. Do you recommend journaling?
I personally love journaling. I think it serves kind of multi-purpose with processing your day, mental health processing, as well as kind of setting goals and keeping track of how you're moving against those goals. So I personally love journaling, and I know that it works for a lot of people. I would recommend it.
There is a resolution run today at 2 East Grand Rapids, run around the lake, as they say. How would you recommend we dress for a, I'm looking at the temperature today, for the temperature right now, for a like a 26 degree day?
Yeah, we always say to dress as though it's 10 degrees warmer, because as you start moving and your body starts warming up, you don't want to overheat, right? And by the end of it, you're going to be shedding those layers if you get too many. So definitely recommend a good base layer that's going to pull moisture away from your skin. Natural fibers like merino wool, I personally love most because they help regulate temperature. And then, a weather jacket over top that's going to block some of that wind. And if it's snowing, keep some of that wetness off your shoulders as well. A good pair of wool socks is the way to go in the winter for sure, especially as you're trudging through some of those snow banks as well.
Well, I am not only addicted to my phone, hopefully in a good way, but also to my Garmin. How are sales with technology this year?
Yeah, so the really cool thing is there are so many new options out there for technology, with Garmin, launching a couple new watches this year with some really new dialed in features that are going to help not only while you're moving, but they're going to kind of help you make recommendations for rest and recovery as well. And with so many different options built for so many different purposes, I would definitely recommend stopping in your local Gazelle Sports and speaking with a team member about what your goals are, what you're looking for, and what sort of data you want in your movement technology experience. The other thing that I would say to you is, we highly recommend bone conduction headphones like Aftershocks, because that helps you maintain your situational awareness. And safety is a really, really big part, especially as women, when we are out there running and moving, oftentimes solo, to be able to maintain a presence of your surroundings. That allows you to do that as well.
Yes. And what about wearing reflective clothing that is available?
Absolutely. So I definitely recommend like reflective vests and blinky lights, because as I said, sometimes you warm up and you want to take that jacket off and tie it around your waist, and that vest can go over your mid layer, your base layer, or your jacket. But being seen is critical to staying safe this time of year. So much running apparel and running footwear has some reflective elements to it as well. So those are all really, really key features that'll help keep you safe out there on the walk and the run.
I'm coming at you because you're the expert.
Great.
How important is hydration in the wintertime?
Oh, that is such a good question, Shelley. I love it. Most of the time, people don't think about hydration in the winter because it's cold. And we only think that, we need to focus on hydration when we're sweating and dripping sweat. but we still sweat and our body still needs that hydration. And, you know, I think staying hydrated throughout the day is the best way to stay hydrated while you're moving. You know, you want to make sure that you are not just drinking water, but maintaining electrolytes as well. That is really important. And, you know, everyone's body responds differently to different options. You know, we have a lot of different options at Gazelle Sports for hydration and electrolyte supplement as well. But it is just as important in winter movement as it is in summer movement.
And are we still eating a lot of goo?
I love that. Goo, we refer to goo much like we refer to Kleenex, right? So goo is a nutrition option. But yeah, you burn calories, especially when you're doing distance running. And that's your energy source, right? So you need to maintain that and keep that up. It doesn't just make you feel better while you're running and training, but it also helps your body recover faster. So yes, we are still eating goo.
We are. The non-runners saying, what is that all about? Tastes like icing. There we are. But yeah, it is important to supply that energy. How can Gazelle help in closing, Kara?
Yeah, so we want to be a resource for everyone to support your movement journey and your goals as you head into 2026. If you go to gazellesports.com, we have a plethora of resources from, you know, dates and times for our clinics and group runs to tips and tricks about how to get moving in the winter. And if you follow us on social media, both Instagram at Gazelle Sports and on Facebook, we have lots of opportunity to talk about new shoes that are coming up, new gear that's landing on a weekly basis, any sales and promotions. And then we've got events throughout the year to provide those incredible movement experiences here in West Michigan.
What's your New Year resolution?
I have been thinking about this, and I don't set resolutions, but I set intentions. And my intention for this year is to shed the things that don't serve me. It might not always bring me joy, but I know if it serves me and it's productive, then that's something that's going to stay, and I'm going to let everything else go.
All right, let's all steal that from you. All right, Kara, have a merry new year, and let's keep in touch for 2026. Thank you very much on behalf of Gazelle Sports.
Yes, thank you.
We've talked before, he has a big job directing the Department of Public Works for the city of Grand Rapids, but a very important job, especially this time of year when it comes to, well, what to do with that Christmas tree. And I imagine you, John, will say, well, do the right thing. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you, Shelley?
Well, I'm fine. I would think, yes, you deserve a little break, but I would think Public Works in the city of Grand Rapids doesn't often take a break.
No, we do not.
We are a well-run, oiled machine. John, let's talk when it comes to end of season and specifically what to do with our Christmas trees. Here we are, the last day of the year. What are you asking us to do?
Well, we have a couple of options for residents who have a Christmas tree, a live tree that they would like to dispose of. So first of all, we have the city's yard waste and compost facility at 2001 Butterworth. Trees can be dropped off there at no cost to residents, no additional cost. Or we have three parks where residents can bring their trees. So we have Riverside Park, the very north entrance. So the address is 2001 Monroe. And then we also have McKay JC Park off from Kalamazoo. And then Huff Park, the Ball Street parking lot. Those are three park options where folks can drop off their trees. And then a third option is curbside collection. If you prefer curbside collection, you can obtain a bulk yard waste sticker. And so that's one of the green tags. And set it out at the curb on your regular collection day.
Behind the scenes, John, what happens to the trees after we've delivered or had them picked up?
Yeah, ultimately, they all get shredded and brought to the compost facility, either shredded on site or shredded at the compost facility, and they're mixed in with the city's compost.
Let's go through some 101, something we all should know, but maybe sometimes we forget. Do you want me to remove my ornaments?
Yes, please. We would like the trees to be completely bare. Ornaments, tinsels, lights, nails, anything that doesn't come with the tree when you first get it. So whether you cut your tree or you bought it at one of the the lots around town, please make sure that it's completely bare of any decorations or anything else.
Even more into the details, looks like trees with any non-organic material will not be collected. And even if not properly tagged, could I be susceptible to a notice of violation?
You could be. And so you as the property owner are responsible for the tag. So if you put it out and it does not have a tag, you will be responsible. So if you lose a tag or somehow gets misplaced, make sure you obtain another tag. They're fairly inexpensive. They're $2.75. But yes, please make sure you have a tag so we can collect it when we're supposed to.
John, when it comes to this Christmas tree recycling, why is it important to do this right thing?
Well, first of all, we want to make sure that material like that doesn't end up in the landfill. First of all, it's not allowed to go in the landfill, so we don't want it there. We don't want it to end up at the waste energy facility. It doesn't belong there as well. And this is just a good way to recycle or reuse the material.
John Gorman with us. Yes, Director of Public Works with the City of Grand Rapids. Recycling your tree. It is time. What's my deadline?
January 31st. So we will start collecting. We've already started collecting some, but if generally we're January 1 through January 31, so next week we'll be getting regular routes through the city. We've already started collecting a few, but if you are waiting for that time, that's fine. But if you're already ready, we can start collecting them. But January 31 is the deadline.
Wonderful. Well, I don't think I've done a formal how and why to make resolutions interview. So on this last day, what else moving into a new year? What do you look forward to? Do you ask the public to do bigger and better? What else is a must when it comes to making this year your best?
For us right now, this time of year, and just because it's the time of year, we'll focus on winter. So we also clear all the snow and ice from the streets. So if we do have a winter storm, that will delay collection of the Christmas trees, first of all. But it's something we look forward to in our department. We know we have a really good process and always looking to improve. So we look at other communities around the area and around the nation to see what they do for best practices. And same thing, we set our goals to be the best in the industry.
And, of course, back to the basics, which we've spoken before, the odd even parkings, the snub shoveling of our sidewalks, which is, you know, on the list of things to do even today. All that plays a big role in a solid team.
Certainly does.
So how do we find out more information about Christmas tree recycling and more?
Yeah, the best place to go is on the city's website. It'll give you a full listing of the locations that I mentioned today, the processes, and even places where you can obtain the bulk yard waste tags.
What is John Gorman's New Year resolution?
My New Year's resolution is just to be better than what I was last year.
It's very measurable. Go get them, John. You're doing pretty well as you speak. All right, thank you for this important reminder to dispose of our lovely Christmas trees. It's the circle of life until next year. Thank you, John.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
As the year comes to a close, well, literally today on this 31st, we look back at 2025, and here's a question to ask yourself. Did you have the life you wanted? It's the work by my next guest, literally. Andrea Simon on the line. Her book is Did You Have the Life You Wanted? Writing about the journey of your character after she graduates from college, follows her as she ages over the course of 50 years. Sounds like, a lot of us can relate. Good morning to you, Andrea.
I'm good morning. Good morning to you. I'm fine. And as you said, we're aging as we speak.
Yes. And let's not let what life pass us by. Let's get right into our conversation, Andrea, if I may. What did inspire the book and how did your character, Anita, how was she created?
Well, she created because a similar event that I write about in the prologue of the book happened to me. So there's some autobiographical similarities. But a woman came into my husband's office and she noticed some of my books on his shelf. I've written a few other books. And she mentioned that she lived in the West Village and was a member of a book club that had been meeting there for 50 years. And then she wrote me a note inviting me to her club meeting with her address. And I noticed it was the same building that I had lived in as a young woman in the late 1960s and 70s. So I revisited the area, which I've gone to many times in Greenwich Village, and I started thinking of those years that I lived in that building, and it brought back a lot of memories of that very heady and revolutionary time. And later, when I went back to my apartment on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, I went through some old stories that I wrote about events of that era, and before I knew it, it was forming a book in my head. And I wanted to explore that era of my life, which I thought was a very foundational time in many older people's lives. And it had a lot of similarities to what people are going through today. And then I followed the character for 50 years until she was an older woman. Mm. And she looked back at that time in particular to see if she had the life she wanted and began to ask that question of her contemporaries, and she was surprised by some of the answers she got.
Nice, thank you. Yes, combining your truth and fiction in your novel, Did You Have the Life You Wanted? Are we asking these questions on a day like today or maybe tomorrow as we're working on our New Year goals? Put your psychology hat on before we get more into some deeper themes. Do we ask this question?
I think we do. Maybe we don't ask it with such a profound lens, but we do ask whether we had a good year. You know, we focus on the year, and sometimes it goes further back. Certainly, when a lot of things happen in our country, we may go back to compare our times to when we were younger. Older people always think they had a better life in the country, so I don't know if that's really true or not. But in my case, when I look back at those years of the 1970s, there were so many revolutionary events that formed our mind, especially in Greenwich Village. It was the beginning of the gay rights movement. It was the beginning of, not the beginning, but at least a big phase of the feminist movement. And we were really formed in our opinions that lasted us most of our lives.
Talking, of course, with the author of Did You Have the Life You Wanted, Andrea Simon. Another theme looks like the importance of female friendship in literature. Talk about this.
Yes. Well, the main character, Anita, has a roommate when she goes when she moves to Greenwich Village. And that roommate, a female, becomes her really good friend throughout her life. And at one point, they form a consciousness-raising group, which was popular in the 1970s, and they were all women, and they met on a regular basis, and they went through the issues of the day, of the sexual revolution, of the role of women, that kind of thing. And these women in Anita's life, some of them moved, and some of them unfortunately had tragic events that happened to them, but she retained her love of these women throughout her life, and they became her support system. And I think that's so true of so many women.
Yes. Question to ask you, how about writing about your family and still talking to them afterwards? Is this something you had to personally visit?
Well, that was the name of a course that I wrote for the Story Circle Network, which is a group of women. It's mostly an online group that's an educational arm. And I taught a course for them, first called Writing About Your Family and Having Them Still Talk to You. And then I wrote a course called Writing About Your Mom Without Guilt. So I have written several books. One was a memoir about my family and their experience in Eastern Europe during the Holocaust and afterwards. So I have a lot of experience writing about people, and even in my fiction, many of them are based on real people, although they become their own people, and sometimes there are combinations of people. And I don't think I ever really hurt anyone's feelings, at least no one has told me they have, and I'm very careful. I always disguise people, and I change their names, and change their physical characteristics. And also, things happen to them on their own that have nothing to do with their real counterparts. And some people actually feel flattered when they see themselves. My own mother said to me, one of books I read, and I named the mother of the book, this particular book, Estelle, And she said to me, why don't you use my real name? It's so much nicer. So sometimes people really, really get a kick out of it. But you have to be careful. You don't want to hurt anybody, especially people that are close to you.
Two-part question as we look to say goodbye. Your book title is Did You Have the Life You Wanted? Is that the question you want us to ponder after our last chapter? And did you, Andrea, have the life you wanted? Hashtag more to do.
Well, I would say I have to answer personally a yes and no. As an older person, I try to make up for any regrets that I had as a younger person. I'm talking basically professionally. As a writer, it was a tough job to be a writer when in the 1970s there weren't many opportunities. So I, as Anita in the book, I did go to graduate school when I was 65. So yes. I have tried to make up for those things as much as you could possibly do. Mm-hmm. And I do hope that people do get something out of the title and do ask themselves that, you know, and in a constructive way, not in a way that they feel sorry about their life. But it's never too late, as I think you can get from my book, that there's always hope if you are determined to do something.
Start, well, tomorrow on January 1. Andrea, how do we find out more information about your book and your work?
Well, I have a website. It's called it's AndreaSimon.net, or you know, www.AndreaSimon.net, and it has a page for each one of my books. I have 5 published books, and it has a page of short stories and articles, and even photographs. I was a photographer, so that's the most comprehensive. And of course, you could buy this book and my other books on Amazon. Or any other, not I shouldn't say any other, but most booksellers across the country.
That's the bottom line. Thanks for reminding us to have the life we want, and it's not too late to start. Of course, Andrea Simon, thank you. Have a good day. Good year as well.
Thank you. You too.